The news is brought to you by Iron Pig Smokehouse, the honest-to-God Northern Michigan barbecue joint, open for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and just plain fun 7 days a week. Find us on Facebook or visit ironpigsmoke.com.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, a Commerce Township man who owns and operates a Clinton Township building that exploded in March, killing a teenager and injuring a firefighter, is charged with involuntary manslaughter. That from the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office. Nor Kistu was arraigned on the 15-year felony charge in connection with the explosions March 4th at Goose Smoke Shop Select Distributors on Grosbeck Highway, where the incident rocked residents for miles in the county. Thousands of cans of nitrous oxide and butane were inside the building. According to the prosecutors, the canisters propelled into the air and rained down throughout the area, with various types of debris found more than a mile away. Turner Salter of Clinton Township died after he was hit in the head with a projectile a quarter mile from the business. The John Ball Zoo is mourning the loss of a lion. Tim Knight has the story.
Abina was a female lion who came to the zoo in 2007. Over the past few years, Abina has been receiving special injections to aid with her struggle with arthritis. The zoo believed that the medicine was not helping anymore, so they made the decision to humanely euthanize her earlier this week. For Michigan News Source, I'm Tim Knight.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is set to review the investigation into a fatal crash involving state police. Samuel Sterling, who was wanted on several warrants as part of a multi-agency fugitive operation, was spotted at a Kentwood gas station when officers spotted him. After approaching, he ran on foot. Some officers began pursuing him on foot, while one MSP officer in an unmarked vehicle driving parallel to him struck Sterling in the parking lot of a Burger King. Sterling later died at the hospital as a result of his injuries. For Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz.
Why do people have such a hard time losing weight after they turn 50? You've heard the term metabolic rate, your body's ability to burn calories when you're doing nothing. How about the word hormones? Declining levels of estrogen and testosterone set the body up for storing fat in just that spot that makes dropping pounds hard. For women, estrogen levels drop, which causes them to hold on to fat around their hips and abdomen. For men, decreased testosterone leads to a loss of muscle, which slows the metabolism and weight gain around the abdomen. We've heard growing up to eat less, exercise more. Traditional diets do not address our hormones, however. The main thing that regulates our metabolism that leads to fat storage, weight gain, and cravings. That's why, along with so many of my listeners, have had incredible success with the customized approach of My Pure Health. They address the hormones and your metabolic rate. Your individual program will bring hormones back into balance. You will burn fat in specific target areas and reset your metabolism to keep it off. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Welcome aboard. It's not the magic bus. It is Northern Focus on a Friday. I'm Joe Mama, standing in for JC from the Friday Free For All, who normally has a chance to talk with all our friends and neighbors from our surrounding communities. So it's my privilege to be in here today, meeting all the folks. And my first guest, I'd love to welcome a friend of mine, Sean Witherspoon. He is from Kirtland Community College. They bring us Northern Focus every week. Sean is the social and digital media coordinator, and he has a update for what's going on at Kirtland.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I just wanted to come on and let everyone know we got some really cool stuff going on. It's May, so it's graduation season. Or May
is
coming up.
It's going to be May. Yes, it's inevitable that it will be May.
Yeah, so we got graduations next week. We're super excited about those. Our police academy, our nurse pinning, and our traditional graduations are all next Friday. So we're super excited to get those students kind of get to that finish line.
Yesterday, we were at a retirement celebration for the former president of Kirtland Community College, Tom Quinn, a good friend.
Yes,
and longtime acquaintance. And they suggested that people throughout the community could attend graduation. Is that, I don't know about limitations on seating and...
We are sort of limited on seating. That's true. I do suggest, you know, if you did want to catch graduation, you can find it on our YouTube page. We live stream, and we live stream all three of them. It's youtube.com/KirtlandCC. We work with our IT department, and they do a great job. It's a phenomenal setup. So if you're looking to kind of catch graduation, I would recommend checking it out on YouTube, because our students like to bring their families, and it can get pretty packed in there.
It can get pretty packed. So I thought the social and digital media coordinator would know how we could see it.
I also wanted to give some updates about after graduation. We do have our summer semester, which we're kind of changing up this year. It's going to start actually in May. Normally it kind of starts a little later. It's a 12-week versus the traditional, maybe a little bit shorter that we did. So if you're looking to maybe check some stuff out, registration is open. If you're a new student, I would say about the 10th. So there's that. We always have really cool classes going on, as well as all of our community ed classes that'll be going on this summer, along with some summer camps for kids that we're partnering with MyStem.
Uh-huh.
And most of those are we have like art, automotive, coding. You can find it all on our website, but there's a lot of cool opportunities this summer, whether you're, you know, older or, you know, if you have kids or grandkids.
Yeah, good way to keep them busy, and they'll learn something and be indoctrinated into that learning environment.
Something like that. Get a cool experience out of it.
Yeah.
And then another thing I wanted to touch on was our art show. That's also coming up. That's a big, big, you've never been there, it is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I am an alumni of the program, so uh-huh. I got to brag on it a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
And that's going to be on May 6th at the Grayling campus from 4 to 6. And we have some really talented students and it just amazing pieces of artwork.
So all of their artwork their artwork submissions will be on display. That's yep. open to the public.
Correct.
4 to 6 on
May 6th.
May 6th. Yep. And the college is located on 4 Mile Road, right at the exit from I-75.
Correct.
They can't miss it.
No, you can't. It's the big building that says Kirtland on the backside of it when you go on up past the highway. And then just lastly, want to talk about our Bigby. You know, it's summertime. A lot of people, I know some people don't like to have hot coffee necessarily in the summer, but we do have lots of things outside of that. We have some good food. We just got a new sandwich in. It's a toasted cheese ciabatta that has bacon and Havarti cheese and hot honey.
Did you bring that with you?
I should have. I asked our Bigby shift leader if I could bring some stuff.
You know her, right?
Yeah. You know, we've been known to associate with one another. But we also have some new kiwi boba, which I don't know if you've ever had, like, or some people call it bubble tea.
Uh-huh, yes.
And I love that. And we have the strawberry and the kiwi, and you put that in a lemonade iced tea. Oh.
Oh, my. And so, but Bigby is right at the main entrance of the first building. It's open to the public.
Yes.
So if you're looking for something styling and yummy, you don't have to go to the drive-thru at a fast food restaurant in Grayling. You can swing into Bigby and get something really special, courtesy of Kirtland Community College.
Absolutely. Our baristas do a fabulous job. They all are pros. And, you know, we have a lot of our regulars, they wouldn't have to speak. If they had duct tape over their mouth, they could just walk in. You know, they get their drinks ready to go, and they're out of there.
It's always nice to have repeat business. So, well, check it out at Kirtland. Sean, I appreciate you being here with us to bring us an update.
Thanks for having me.
Get back to campus, have some more fun, and come and visit us again.
You got it.
This is Northern Focus at Q100 Michigan, brought to you by Kirtland Community College. And we're going to take a quick break to hear some messages from our cool partners, and we'll be back with our next guest.
Are you a high school junior or senior looking to get ahead? Kirtland Community College has the perfect solution for you. Imagine completing several college credits before even graduating from high school. Thanks to Kirtland's dual enrollment options, it's now possible. You can take online classes from the comfort of your home, attend in-person classes on our campuses, or even study college courses right in your high school classroom. Our dedicated Kirtland faculty teach college-level courses at several local high schools. If you're eager to fast-track your education, check out our early middle college agreements with schools like Fairview, Atlanta, and the Core and Immediate School District. Seize the opportunity to get a head start on your future with Kirtland's dual enrollment options. Visit our website at kirtland.edu or give us a call now at 989-275-5000 to learn more. Kirtland Community College. Discover you.
Vote for your favorite guitarist every day in the Tournament of Rock at Q100Michigan.com.
Brought to you in part by St. Ambrose Cellars in Beulah. Mead, wine, beer, and cider made from locally sourced ingredients. Try the best today. stambrose-mead-wine.com.
Q100 Michigan.
Welcome back to Northern Focus. Our next guest in studio is Jason McLean from right here in Grayling. He's a great partner of Q100 Michigan. You hear about his business all the time, McLean's Ace Hardware. And I'm looking forward to hanging out with you next weekend, I think. Big doings, right?
We got a huge party. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary.
You're not old enough to have been running that store for 50 years.
No, I started a little after that. My dad and uncle opened the place back in 74, and somewhere in the middle there, I kind of started working and eventually took over in 08 and have been running things since.
Thank you for being a part of our community. It's so handy to have you and your knowledgeable set. The other thing I noticed about McLean's Ace Hardware, and these folks are probably a big part of the party coming up, you always have a lot of staff on hand and they know what they're talking about. You didn't cut back like a lot of businesses did. So the service at McLean's is still hopefully what you've, you know, always wanted it to be for 50 years.
We've had a struggle like everybody else finding that quality staff, but we have a very good crew currently, and we've been working really hard to make sure they're as sharp as a tack. And we do the best we can to make sure we got an answer for everything. And I've had the weirdest questions over the years, but we've done our best.
That's what you hope for when you trade at a hometown business. You want that personal relationship and that good knowledge. So what do you have planned?
We have tons of things. Most important, of course, we got Q100 coming out for 2 days to visit live. And then we've got some vendors coming in. We got some people from our friends that help get us the pet products. We got one each day, Friday and Saturday. We have Ace Handyman Services coming in and doing some stuff. And we also have
handy stuff. That's what handymen do. They do all the stuff.
That's yep. And then we've got the Steel and Menominee, two small engine companies that are coming and visit and demo chainsaws and all sorts of other fun toys.
Very nice.
And on top of the visitors, we've got prizes, tons of prizes. We got two big ones. There is a $500 prize pack of cooler and games and toys and hammocks and everything you need for a fun day out in the summer.
Right.
That's one of the prizes. The other one is a $500 gift certificate to Ace Handyman Services. So if you got problems at your home and you don't want to monkey with them, sign up and they'll fix them for you.
I bet I can't enter that contest, but if I had to write an essay on the neediest person in need of handyman services, I'm definitely going to check out that aspect of your business, because it's hard for me to get people who say they'll show up and then they don't. It'd be nice to go through a reputable firm with a neighbor who's going to help me get in line with the right person.
Yep. So they are affiliated with Ace Corporate. It's franchised, but, you know, they pretty much fix everything. Personally, they helped me fix the building strike from when semi hit our building.
Oh, no.
And at the same time, that same day, they helped me fix my gutters at home.
Oh.
So, you know, a little from A to B. They cover all of it. And, you know, they're great.
I also was just into Ace because I had to take my blower in for a little tune-up. And they thought they were going to be backed up, but lickety-split, a few days later, they called me, and it was done, and it was surprisingly affordable, and I'm back out in my yard. So your service department, where all the power tools are for sale and for service, did a great job.
Well, thanks. They're working real hard to keep up with the demand. This time of year, it's we're popular, but they do their darndest to get it out as fast as humanly possible the right way.
So when does the sale begin? When can folks start saving on probably in every department, if I know you?
Well, next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the events are all going. Friday and Saturday, when we have all the people visiting and all the fun games, and we're doing, like, cooking out and stuff like that.
Fun.
Sunday, we're still doing the sales, but it's a little toned down because we need a breather.
Yeah.
And we're doing 50 off on all sorts of different things. There's a laundry list of items. We're doing half off some. It's buy one, get one half off. And then there's a bunch of other stuff we threw in just because it was cool.
Yeah.
So, and the first 50 people coming in each of those 3 days gets a goodie bag. And nice. If your goodie bag has a little special star in it, uh-huh. you get the big prize instead
of
the
little gosh.
Ones.
Okay, so it's luck of the draw. Well, you're right, Q100, and specifically me, we're going to be there Friday from 3 to 5 and Saturday from 11 to 1. So watching all the festivities happen, I hope folks come out and take part. I mean, I envy you having a store full of toys, because I view power tools as toys, toys and bits and pieces and parts. And I love your enthusiasm for sharing that and giving it away and making people happy with some great discounts.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make it a big party. It's the 50th. You don't go small on a 50th.
That's right. Jason, thanks so much for being here at Northern Focus. We'll see you next weekend, if not before.
Oh, yeah. I'll be around as always.
Thanks, Jason. You've got it tuned to Q100 Michigan for Northern Focus. I've got some messages from our partners, and we'll be back with more guests from the communities throughout Northern Michigan.
If you're in the market for a great truck, stop in to see Jim Mornick GMC in Gaylord. The remaining 2023 GMC
WQON Grayling. The Midday Magic Bus Parties at the Ellison Place in Gaylord.
Okay, gang, let's get this party started.
Q100 Michigan, a division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. A Commerce Township man who owns and operates a Clinton Township building that exploded in March, killing a teenager and injuring a firefighter, is charged with involuntary manslaughter. That from the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office. Nor Kistu was arraigned on the 15-year felony charge in connection with the explosions March 4th at Goose Smoke Shop Select Distributors on Grosbeck Highway, where the incident rocked residents for miles in the county. Thousands of cans of nitrous oxide and butane were inside the building. According to the prosecutors, the canisters propelled into the air and rained down throughout the area, with various types of debris found more than a mile away. Turner Salter of Clinton Township died after he was hit in the head with a projectile a quarter mile from the business. The John Ball Zoo is mourning the loss of a lion. Tim Knight has the story.
Abina was a female lion who came to the zoo in 2007. Over the past few years, Abina has been receiving special injections to aid with her struggle with arthritis. The zoo believed that the medicine was not helping anymore, so they made the decision to humanely euthanize her earlier this week. For Michigan News Source, I'm Tim Knight.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is set to review the investigation into a fatal crash involving state police. Samuel Sterling, who was wanted on several warrants as part of a multi-agency fugitive operation, was spotted at a Kentwood gas station when officers spotted him. After approaching, he ran on foot. Some officers began pursuing him on foot, while one MSP officer in an unmarked vehicle driving parallel to him struck Sterling in the parking lot of a Burger King. Sterling later died at the hospital as a result of his injuries. For Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz.
Why do people have such a hard time losing weight after they turn 50? You've heard the term metabolic rate, your body's ability to burn calories when you're doing nothing. How about the word hormones? Declining levels of estrogen and testosterone set the body up for storing fat in just that spot that makes dropping pounds hard. For women, estrogen levels drop, which causes them to hold on to fat around their hips and abdomen. For men, decreased testosterone leads to a loss of muscle, which slows the metabolism and weight gain around the abdomen. We've heard growing up to eat less, exercise more. Traditional diets do not address our hormones, however. The main thing that regulates our metabolism that leads to fat storage, weight gain, and cravings. That's why, along with so many of my listeners, have had incredible success with the customized approach of My Pure Health. They address the hormones and your metabolic rate. Your individual program will bring hormones back into balance. You will burn fat in specific target areas and reset your metabolism to keep it off. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
There's so many organizations that contribute to it. It takes a village to put it all on, but it's a great week.
It takes a village of Grayling to put it on. Anything else you want to share specifically, Emily? I know you and I have been talking in the Q100 offices about live entertainment, mm-hmm. which is is appealing, even if you're not a paddler or you don't have any interest in the river. We try to keep everybody happy
at
Riverfest.
Yep. So I'm going to be putting out the lineup pretty soon here and start promoting those. But one exciting update, the Hop Race is back this year. It didn't happen last year, unfortunately, but we have 11 teams already signed up for this year, and the more the merrier. So it's back.
Tell the folks what a Hop Race is.
So it's a hurry up and paddle race. So you'll get a kit from the chamber office and you'll build a boat. And, you know, some might float, some might sink, but we'll see who can get across to the finish line.
So you actually drop them in the river with something, a stick or something that they can paddle their boat. And then it's just a short distance, though, right, for the race.
Yep. And you can dress up in costumes. You can decorate it however you want. It's just a fun event to participate and watch.
Wonderful. So how can they get information on that? What's the website again?
OsableRiverFest.com, or you can call the chamber office at 989-348-2921.
2921, right here in Grayling. Emily, thanks so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to see you. I know you're busy, but I know you're smiling because you love your job.
I certainly do. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll see you again. I'm Joe Mama, filling in for JC on Northern Focus. I've got some messages from our super cool partners here at Q100 Michigan, and we will be back with our next guest, thanks to Kirtland Community College.
You've done the hard part, finding the one who laughs at your jokes, and even cracks a few of their own. I'm Erin Martins of Hogan's Jewelers in Gaylord. If it's time to take a knee and make it official, before you seal the deal, don't torture yourself trying to learn everything you need to know about diamonds, when all you really need to know is your jeweler. If you aren't familiar with Hogan's, ask around. After 66 years as Northern Michigan's diamond store, you're sure to find someone who will tell you all about us. We take time to educate ourselves on the particulars of diamonds so that when we sit down with you to have a serious talk, we can answer all of your questions. Maybe ask your parents or grandparents. If they've been around long enough, Hogan's may have been their jewelry store of choice for the rings, engagement, and bridal set too. Price, sure, it'll come up eventually, but it shouldn't be where the conversation starts. We'd rather get to know you a little more, because you see, we'd really like to make Hogan's your jewelry store for life. We're on Main Street, M32 in downtown Gaylord. Hogan's Jewelers.
Vote for your favorite guitarist every day in the Tournament of Rock at Q100Michigan.com.
Sponsored in part by the Old Dam Road Party Store on M72 West in Grayling. See the best liquor selection in the north. Follow them on Facebook.
Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Northern Focus. I'm Joe Mama, filling in for JC in the afternoon, who's at the NFL draft yesterday. So we thought we'd give him a little travel time. And it gives me the chance to welcome so many folks from the Northern Michigan communities with information on their businesses and organizations. I am joined right now by Julie Gingerick. She's the human resources specialist, and Jim Erickson, the safety manager at Arauco. It's a great wood products manufacturer in the Grayling area, and you have a special hiring event coming up. That's good news for a lot of people.
Yeah, so we're having a hiring event this coming Tuesday, April 30th, from 1 to 3 at the Nature Center. On-site interviews, and hopefully we find some good folks.
Wonderful. Now, when you say the Nature Center, there's a lot of folks listening to Q100 from all over Northern Michigan, so we want to tell them that it's in Grayling. Is that correct?
Yep, downtown Grayling, kitty corner from the State Police Post.
So. Right. The main drag in Grayling, it's James Street, it's M72, it's, you can't miss it. If you're looking at the beautiful Osable River, you're right at the Nature Center.
That's correct.
What can folks expect if they come to your event?
There'll be on-site interviews, so hopefully we can, like I said, find some good people. We're looking to fill 11 positions. And you know,
what kind of positions are we filling?
We're filling positions from our finishing line, PB Tech, TFL, quality.
Okay, there you go with the acronyms.
Yeah, so quality control folks working in a lab, testing the board, that type of thing. And then shipping. Also, we have a couple openings for forklift operators.
So different skill sets.
Well, essentially, they're all entry level. They're all entry level positions, and we have a very important training programs that we will have all our new hires go through. So even if you come to us without manufacturing experience, no worries. our training system is very robust, and so we'll give you all the tools that you need to be successful in any of those roles. So don't freak out if you don't have experience. You still come on in. We're willing to train, and we're willing to teach you what you need to know.
Wonderful. Tell us the date and time again, because I have already forgotten.
It's Tuesday, April 30th from 1 to 3 p.m.
So next Tuesday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Nature Center in downtown Grayling, Arauco is hiring for 11 positions. You don't even necessarily have to have experience. You're talking about a robust, a vigorous training program. That makes it sound like Arauco is a great place to work.
It really is.
What else you got going for you? Why would I want to work there?
One thing I will say, I've been there since the beginning, since it was frozen dirt. One thing I will say is it was a tough place to get into back then, and it still is somewhat, but we really promote from within. It's one of the great things we do. 50% of our current supervision is promoted from within the company, so it's a good way to get your foot in the door.
So it sounds like if you make a commitment to Arauco, they make a commitment to you.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a great company. They're in my mind, one of the best companies, if not the best to work for in the area.
Were you in manufacturing before?
Yeah, so I used to work at a salt refinery, 87 miles one way to work. And I did that for 20 years. So they built this place in my backyard, right? I was originally from Roscommon. Now we live in Grayling. It was a great opportunity for me.
Well, I like your perspective in manufacturing most of your adult career, and you've landed at Arauco, and you have good things to say about it. I always tell people it's not so much the work you do, but the place where you do it. You know, if you can be happy with the people around you and you feel like you're treated well and treated fairly, it makes you want to stay. So,
yeah, and that's part of another thing I'll say about at least the plant we're in the company, is that we are very family-oriented. We do promote. We feel like a big family there. Obviously, with family, you can have a little rough tumble once in a while, but reality is it's still a great place to work, and we treat each other with respect.
Now, where is Arauco, the plant, located? So if someone were to be hired, where would they be going to work?
Yep, so it's just south of Grayling. It's at the 4 Mile Road exit. You come off the expressway, and it's to the east. It'll be about half mile, three-quarters of a mile down on left. You can't miss it. It's a massive plant.
That's right. It's right behind Kirtland Community College, which was also instrumental in bringing Arauco to the area.
Yep, absolutely.
I remember those days. I was here. Yeah. Jim, thank you so much. For anything else you wanted to share with us, Julie? Anything that you could recommend to a candidate? What should they bring with them? Do they need to bring a resume?
Yeah, we're going to ask that you bring a resume with you and a great attitude, and you'll just come on in. We'll screen you, ask a few basic questions, and get you right into an interview team to discuss. They'll get to know you a little bit more and see if you'll be a good fit on any of the multiple teams that we have openings.
Are there any physical requirements or age requirements for these positions?
No. We do, if we do extend a job offer, you will need to pass, the usual criminal background and also a drug test. And we do have a pre-employment physical that's specific to the positions that you'll have to pass as well.
I wonder, in manufacturing, safety so important. Is there regular intermittent drug testing for employees at Arauco?
We do. We do monthly random testings. I say monthly and random. They don't go together, but random drug testings we have to do on a monthly basis. And we do have if you think our training is robust, you should see our safety program. It's even more robust. So if you don't have manufacturing experience and you have never been around a forklift, you've never been, ever wear a hard hat or anything else like that, it's not a concern. We have one of the highest safety standards that are Arauco, and we will teach you how to be safe and how to keep your teammates safe as well.
Right, because all of that testing and the rigorous safety protocols are in place to keep your employees safe.
It can be a dangerous mill if we take our eye off the ball, and that's not something we'll ever do. And we also will teach our new hires how to stay focused as well and keep everyone safe.
Wonderful. Anything else you'd like to share about Arauco here at Northern Focus on Q100 Michigan? We're so happy to have you.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
Yeah, we're excited. And if you come to the hiring event and get hired in, you get to work with us.
Yes, and I can tell you, it's radio, folks, but they're both smiling. They look happy. Neither one of them looks like they're on the verge of a heart attack, so I think they're having a good time at work, and definitely thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm Joe Mama for Northern Focus. We've got some messages from our very cool partners here at Q100 Michigan. Northern Focus is brought to you by Kirtland Community College. And up next, we'll have some more guests with fun stuff going on. I've got some interviews that were pre-recorded, just so you know. We'll get you information on the National Trout Festival, the Skyline Event Center. Hold tight at Q100 Michigan.
This is Kevin Johnson, president of Johnson's Propane. We are a locally owned and operated business since 1954 here in Northern Michigan. We have been ranked number one by People's Choice for Northern Michigan's propane supplier year in and year out. Johnson's Propane, a name you can trust.
Ready or not, here comes spring and all the work that comes with it. So now's the perfect time to get a tough tractor that's ready for anything this season can throw at it. Right now, you can get 0% or save thousands on select models during the Mahindra Spring Sales Event. Go to MahindraUSA.com to see all our deals and to find a local family-owned dealer near you.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord or online at ZarembaEquipment.com or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City or PioneerDiesel.com.
Vote for your favorite rock guitarist every day in the Tournament of Rock at Q100Michigan.com.
Brought to you in part by Becky's Best Sewing Machines in Houghton Lake. Sales, service, arts and crafts, and more than 25 years experience. Find them on Facebook.
Q100 Michigan.
Welcome back to Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. I am joined by Amber Speedy. Amber, I'm so glad that you're here. She's joining us from Up North Prevention, and she has a lot to talk about in helping people stay safe and overcome a specific array of problems. What are we talking about, Amber? You know what? I got an idea. Why don't I turn your microphone on? Okay.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, so I am with Up North Prevention, and I'm actually a peer recovery coach with Catholic Human Services, and I've been doing that for about a year and a half.
What is a peer recovery coach?
So a peer recovery coach is somebody who is in recovery themselves. I've been in recovery for 5.5 years now. So,
and that not in your particular case, but this could be recovery from.
It's recovery from alcohol, drugs.
A variety of addictions.
You know, it could be both. You know, it's whatever whatever you overcame. You know, mine was alcohol, but it's, you know, I tried anything. I just, you know, wanted to be numb. And so alcohol is what got the best of me, though. And so now I love to help people overcome, you know, what they're trying to overcome. And I think that's a huge part of, you know, success in overcoming addictions is service, is helping other people.
Right.
Being there for others. And so being a peer recovery coach is being there for others and helping them.
When they're in a place that you have already been.
Right.
It's no fun to be alone in that box.
No. And I remember, you know, when I was overcoming, you know, my addiction, peer recovery coaches, I didn't even know anything about them. And so it's great. I love to be able to be there for others.
So you're knee deep in it, trying to help other people. And then you're a part of, through Catholic Human Services, you're partnering with Up North Prevention.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, and that's something, so I'm working on a degree and doing my internship with them, and so I've got to learn so much about them, and they're wonderful in the community.
What can you tell us about Up North Prevention?
So I wanted to talk about two things with them mainly, and so they have a prescription take-back day this Saturday, and that's going to be the 27th at Grayling City Hall, and that's from 10 in the morning until 2 p.m., and so there's going to be doTERRA bags that they're giving away, lock boxes that they're giving away. We're going to have different resources. Tabitha Scott is a prevention specialist, and she'll be there. And so
if people have prescriptions that they no longer use or that are expired or for any reason that shouldn't be in their home, they need to bring them to the take-back event.
Yep. Yep. And so that would be a good day just to, you know, meet with us and be able to get different resources.
And find out more about what's available as a resource and what Up North Prevention does as well.
Definitely. And there's also a naloxone giveaway, and that's going to be on June 15th at the medicine shop.
Naloxone is, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's a very important medical tool. What is it and what does it do?
So most people know it as Narcan, and so it's an opioid reversal. And so if somebody is overdosing from opioids, then that is used. And so
in an emergency situation to potentially save their life.
Saves many lives. It's something I carry with me all the time. and I know many people do, you know, and it's not just, you know, for, say, you know, people who are struggling with drugs or something like that. It can be, you know, even an older person who accidentally takes, you know, too much medication, not realizing it. You know, and I try to stress that to even like my grandma and stuff like that. You know, you never know.
Well, as a society, we attach so much stigma
exactly
to folks who struggle with addiction and may misuse medication, but we can't lump everybody into that category. And if we're smart, we'll stop behaving that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because SUD is what?
Substance use disorder.
Mm-hmm. It is a real problem that real normal people struggle mm-hmm. with.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, you brought up stigma, and, you know, there's over 21 million people who struggle with substance use disorders, but less than 10% of people get help with it. You know, and
that's amazing.
A lot of that is because of stigma, you know, and I think back of, you know, to when I got help, and a lot of it was because I didn't want to get help because it is stigmatized.
Right.
But we have come so far.
Thankfully.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I think, you know, people who struggle with substance use disorder, instead of being shunned or looked down upon, if you know somebody, you need to applaud them, because mm-hmm. I couldn't survive that struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And the courage they show and the determination, because you don't just get sober and everything's good again. It's a long struggle. It's a lifelong struggle. And those people need to be respected.
Right. Well, it's, you know, it was made known as a disease in 1954, you know, so if you think about how many years it has
70 years. Yeah, we've known,
you know,
and why do we still put people down for the struggles that they're having, you know?
Right. Yeah. And so, like I said, we've come far, but for 70 years, it needs to continue. And
right. Tell us your dates of your events again to make sure we get people out to see you.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much. So Prescription Drug Take Back Day is this Saturday, the 27th at Grayling City Hall. It's going to be from 10 to 2. And so we will be out there, rain or not.
Yeah, so they're threatening.
Please come see us. And our naloxone giveaway is going to be June 15th at the Medicine Shop from 9 to 1. So we will be giving away Narcan. We'll be talking, and just we want to hear stories. I know at the last giveaways, I know it's been, you know, over 100, you know, giving away of the Narcan. And so I'd love to hear stories from family members, and I've heard it's a great time. So
it's a wonderful opportunity to meet some people, and there's nothing to be afraid of. There's no guilt by association.
No.
Overcome your silly perception about people that are struggling. Jump in and help some people out. And I never carry Narcan, but I probably should have. So it'll be nice to meet some people that are out there trying to help. Yeah. Amber, thanks for being here from Catholic Human Services and Up North Prevention. Hopefully we'll send some people your way this weekend and then again in June.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We'll see you again. You're listening to Northern Focus at Q100 Michigan, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. We'll have more from our friends throughout the communities in Northern Michigan in just a minute.
Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dream career? Then Kirtland Community College's transfer programs are here for you. We are the affordable option to higher education. At Kirtland, you can complete 2 years of general education coursework for a fraction of the cost. You'll save money without compromising on quality education. Say goodbye to those large first-year lecture halls where you barely know your professors. Our small class sizes mean you'll have the direct connections with caring and highly qualified instructors who are committed to your success. Kickstart your future with countless options to choose from. Enroll in Kirtland's transfer programs today and finish at any state, college, or university of your choice. Visit kirtland.edu or give us a call at 989-275-5000 to learn more. Kirtland Community College. Discover you.
Vote for your favorite rock guitarist every day in the Tournament of Rock at Q100Michigan.com.
Brought to you in part by Dean Bach, a dedicated member of the AT Properties team, bringing extensive experience and expertise to the world of real estate. Find Dean Bach on Facebook.
Q100 Michigan.
We are joined on Northern Focus this morning by Debbie Ball O'Day. She is the secretary for the National Trout Festival. We're coming up on the 87th annual. It's the earliest festival. It's one of the biggest festivals in Northern Michigan. And there's a list as long as my arm of fun stuff to do. Welcome to Northern Focus, Debbie.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
You're always so busy this time of year, but you find time to spread the word because you have so much love for the National Trout Festival. What can we expect this year?
Well, we, like you said, have a long list of activities. There is truly something for everyone.
The festival actually kicked off on Wednesday with opening ceremonies and a celebration of commemorative artwork and crowning the king and queen, but the fun rolls on through the weekend.
It sure does. Friday, we have our youth parade. Our parades are always at 2 o'clock, and they'll go down Main Street, or also known as Cedar Street. We welcome the Northwest Michigan Fishing Club and their portable trout pond that's hosted at the Kalkaska Township Fire Department, and they're going to be with us 10 to 5 both Friday and Saturday. That's for the more the younger kiddos. Older siblings are more than welcome, but generally about kids that are 10 or under. Or if you have a...
Yeah, I was gonna ask. We have a lot of lakes in Northern Michigan, but we're going to add one for the Trout Festival, and it's specifically for the kids, right?
It is specifically. And, you know, some people have kids that need a little bit more calmer environment, and that suits the bill for them. We have a specific celebration at our Commission on Aging and Senior Center where they will be crowning their senior king and queen and have a brunch, and there's some live entertainment with Dominic Fortuna. Flea market opens, a carnival opens. Also at the Senior Center, there are kids games. That's brought in by the Cold Spring Fellowship Church, and they have a lot of organizations this year that have partnered with them, and our region's very own Miriam Pico is going to be involved with that with some kid songs.
You know, it is exciting because when we think of National Trout Festival, a lot of people just envision the fairgrounds and a lot of the activities. Mm-hmm. But this is really a citywide event that so many of the groups get involved with. The Senior Center, the various churches, all kinds of groups throughout Kalkaska. The whole town just comes alive.
Exactly. And so we have the Trout Festival, we'll say the Trout Festival proper, and there are certain events that we as a board take care of. We sponsor them, we organize them, we staff them. And then there are a lot of nonprofit organizations and also some businesses here that will host specific maybe customer appreciation times for Trout Festival. But this is an opportune time for a lot of organizations to do fundraising, like our Miss Kalkaska Scholarship Pageant. They're doing a Princess Tea and Me on Saturday, and there's a cost for the tickets, and that's a fundraiser for the scholarship for each year's Miss Kalkaska. So it's a great opportunity for, again, with the COA, because there's a pancakes or biscuits and sausage gravy breakfast fundraiser on Saturday morning. So there's a lot of opportunity for those groups to raise a few dollars also when there are so many extra folks in town.
Yeah, so you can come on out, have a good time, enjoy a good meal, and know that you're giving back to the organizations that serve the community of Kalkaska all year. Anything in particular that you are most excited about this year? I know that's a dumb question because you're going 17 different directions and you're pulling it all together, but does anything stand out that you want to make sure folks don't miss this year?
We have an outstanding Trout Friday night concert. We brought in a band. It is an 80s tribute band called The Breakfast Club. That should be a term all of us people that were teens and young adults in the 80s are familiar with.
Yep.
I mean, we're talking the mullets and the spandex and all of that. And I would love to see the crowd with their Chrissy Snow side ponytails and their rolled jeans and all anything that was happening in the 80s, you know, the poofy sweater shoulder pads and all that loveliness would be great. And that is a free concert. That's at Railroad Square.
All right, so you got to get on your 80s garb, make it a fancy dress concert with the Breakfast Club.
Yep, it's going to be a great time. Saturday, there's music from right after the parade. The Scottville Clown Band will be at Railroad Square at the Pavilion. And then at 5 o'clock, we have Troutzilla Fest. That is number 13. And I believe there are five or six bands that will be performing there. Again, that is a free entertainment. We got, you know, the bump and runs on the fairgrounds at 5 o'clock.
What distinguishes Troutzilla?
It's an all ages. There generally is something there for everyone. I know there's one gentleman that's acoustic music. There'll be one of him, and then there's some that, like, there may be some folks that want to do a mosh pit. So it's just a variety, I'd say more rock-oriented, rock and pop-oriented.
Okay. Everything from kumbaya to mosh pit.
Yeah, exactly.
And so many of these events are free.
The majority are. The Trout Festival has our annual trout pond fishing contest for kids, which is out on M66 on the Nation property, the Cone and Nation property. And we stock that pond with, I think we have 750 trout.
Well, that increases their chances. So,
exactly. And there are tagged fish. Anybody who gets a tagged fish, they're going to win. We have rods and reels. If your child does not have a fishing pole, do not let that stop you from bringing them, because we do have loaner poles there. We have two larger packages. That's the Papa Phil and the Mama Ruth. And there will be a specific number. And when that number is caught, then the child will win one of those larger packages full of all kinds of tackle. And there's a gift card to Jay's, and there's just all kinds of good stuff in there.
So nothing should stop you from having a good time. And if the kids want to try their hand at fishing and they don't have their equipment, it's a great way to get out there and get started and maybe take some equipment home. That would be a great day for any kid.
And you get to keep the fish, too, that you catch. And the kids can catch up to three fish. So if you got a couple kids, you got a fish dinner happening.
They are not self-cleaning fish, however, so
no.
Be prepared to clean and enjoy.
Exactly. We have representatives of the Adams chapter of Trout Unlimited who are on site Saturday at the kids' pond, and they are there with fly fishing exhibits. They'll help you. If you don't know how to cast out, they'll show you how to do that. They'll show you how to put a worm on the hook. We do have bait is provided. You don't have to worry about that. DMF bait provides that for us every year, and there's people there that'll show you. So if you are a little squeamish, there's somebody there that can help you out with that.
So much to do and see at the 87th Annual Trout Festival. I don't know when you get to take a week off, but I know that this kind of festival takes an awful long time to plan and then a lot of really hard work to execute. We appreciate you being there every year and making it such a success with your team and the committee. And thank you for having Q100 Michigan out there. We're going to be joining you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And Sunday at the car show and pizza eating contest. Yes, it's always a good time. They have lots of giveaways happening then. And then we have a DJ that comes in after, and we do some trivia for some 2 liters of Faygo, and we just have a good time.
Well, thanks so much for taking a minute to join us in our Northern Focus presentation at Q100 Michigan. And if I'm not overstepping, I'll just say it. Thanks again and get back to work.
That's what I'm doing. Thanks, Joe Mama, for having us.
Thank you, Debbie Ballo, Day Secretary of the 87th Annual National Trout Festival. And thanks to everybody in Q Nation for joining us on Northern Focus. I'm Joe Mama, filling in for JC from the Friday free-for-all. And I have a pleasure. Tom, I hear you a lot on Northern Focus, and I'm really glad it's my turn to talk to you. Folks, I'm joined by Thomas Kachaturian. He's the Director of Marketing, and he's got an update on Habitat for Humanity in the Grand Traverse region. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Hi there. I'm really happy to be here this morning. If you'll indulge me, I'd like to talk for a second about the role Habitat plays in housing in northern Michigan and exactly what we are.
That's right. A lot of people think about the Restore, and that's exciting, you know, great bargains, great stuff, but there's a cause behind all the good work you do in the Restores.
Right, and people don't always understand what Habitat is. We help people get home ownership. It's not apartments, it's not low-income housing. These are people who actually buy their houses, and they own them for the rest of their lives, and we help build the house. We help them find affordable financing for the house. Sometimes we actually subsidize the mortgage payment to make it affordable. We'll take part of the mortgage. But generally speaking, our applicants are people who work full-time or at least have a full-time income. Sometimes they're seniors on Social Security, but who need a permanent place to live. It's not, it's people think that, you know, we give away houses, but the Habitat homeowners work really hard to get these houses.
Well, and there's so much more of a gift when it's not just a free house. When you participate in the creation of the house and you participate in the creation of the home that it can become, those are invaluable life experiences, and those are things they can get through Habitat for Humanity. Amazing.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great program. And so I guess what I'd like to communicate today, if I can, is that people think they wouldn't be eligible for a Habitat home.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, if somebody has good credit, they're not up to their ears in debt, and they have a job, they're not poor. This is not something for people who are really destitute. It's a way to own a home where you might not otherwise be able to do that. And so there's this middle, it's almost a middle income person.
Right.
Who will qualify. And sadly, we don't get that many people applying who really fit that mold.
I think that this sounds great, because with the changes in the housing market and the changes in interest rates, and people are victims of, like, the political climate, depending on where they are in their life and when they want or need a home, it sounds like Habitat for Humanity can kind of help them bridge that gap, maybe get them into the homeowner marketplace when they thought they couldn't do it because of the financial climate on any given day.
That is exactly right. And, you know, as everybody knows, really, home ownership is one of the most stabilizing things. When you own your home, you've got a place to live, your costs get fixed, it really relieves a lot of financial burdens that people who rent and are constantly looking for, you know, something's going to happen to my rent. So it's a real stabilizing, it makes people really self-reliant to finally get into their own home, usually for the rest of their lives.
Well, let's give some folks who might be, you know, that middle America, middle income, just trying to get over the hump and move on with their lives, how can they get more information on applying to become part of the Habitat for Humanity program?
Okay, two ways. One, they can always call 231-941-HOME, H-O-M-E. And they can go to our website, Habitat GTR, which stands for Grand Traverse Region. So it's habitatgtr.org.
And they're looking for information on who might qualify and what the process is like.
Yep. They'll end up talking to Sally, who is our homeowner services manager, and she's great. She'll help people understand, you know, whether they qualify, what they might need to become qualified. Some people have to work on their credit. Other people have to, like, stabilize their employment. But there's lots of things, and Sally's great to work with people.
Man, I think it sounds like it's worth, and to hear that a great organization like Habitat for Humanity has helped to give, and they're looking for people to give it to, oh my goodness. We really need to tap into that marketplace and see who's out there that
Absolutely.
Could use a helping hand.
Absolutely.
Tom, the number again, if you'd like to find out more about participating in Habitat for Humanity and maybe becoming a homeowner, the number is 231-941-HOME, H-O-M-E, or you can find it on the website. Say it again, Tom.
HabitatGTR.org.
Habitat GTR, that stands for Grand Traverse Region, and it's a .org, not a .com, .org.
Correct.
Tom, thank you so much for sharing with us. You get back to work, and we'll send as many people your way as we can. I so appreciate the work that you're doing.
Okay, thank you very much.
We'll talk to you again. This is Joe Mama in for JC. From the Friday free-for-all on Northern Focus, and just a quick reminder, some of our interviews today are recorded Our show is brought to you by Kirtland Community College, and we have just a couple messages from our super cool partners at Q100 Michigan.
If you're in the market for a great truck, stop in to see Jim Mornick GMC in Gaylord. The remaining 2023 GMC Sierra 1500 trucks are priced to move. Lease payments start as low as $299 a month. All four Sierras are crew cab and four-wheel drive. Choose from standard or short box, SLE, Denali, or AT4X trims. These amazing trucks won't last long, so head to Jim Mornick GMC in Gaylord or shop online at gmccentral.com. GMC, we are professional grade. See dealer for details.
The Michigan Lottery presents a pop quiz. It's almost as easy as new Cash Pop. Question one. How many numbers does it take to win Cash Pop? A, one. Question two. How many Cash Pop numbers do you choose from? Is it A, 15? Question three. How much can you win playing Cash Pop? A, up to $5,000? Okay, if you answered A, you deserve a cash pop. Match one and you won. New from the Michigan Lottery. Knowing your limits is always the best bet.
Weigh in on who covered it best. It's Cover Wednesdays in the Insane Asylum, Q100 Michigan Mornings from 6 to 10. Brought to you by Wexford Jewelers and Cadillac. If bling is your thing, Wexford Jewelers is the place. Q100 Michigan.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with R.B. Stone, singer-songwriter who is going to be performing at Skyline Event Center on May 4th. R.B., how you doing, bro?
Well, I'm not bad, Jerry. I think things are good. It's sunny in Chattanooga, Tennessee, headed back north, and I guess I can't complain.
You've got some gigs on the way through here, and how long have you been a musician, RB?
Last year was actually 40 years.
That's a day or two.
Yeah, that's a weekend or two.
Yeah, exactly. For those who are not initiated, how would you describe your musical style?
I'm several flavors of American roots, everything from bluegrass to blues, Texas rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
What's been on the radio, the last four albums have been roots rock and blues that cross over to Americana. And I just did two new albums that are, one's a solo acoustic going to folk radio next week. Then the other one is Americana record with a four-piece band that's got Americana country, bluegrass, and all that on there. So I mix it up pretty good. You know, if I'm doing a blues festival, I don't come out and do country. The music centers, though, like Skyline and, you know, some of these other places I play, that they're just open for all genres pretty much. So I kind of do a wide variety. I just did one down in Venice, Florida, where I did the first set, acoustic folk Americana, and then I did the second set with more boogie and Mississippi hill country blues and, you know, rock and roll electric cigar box guitars.
Love that. Our audience is going to eat that up. So that's going to be a good time at Event Skyline Center. Have you ever been there before?
Yeah, played there twice, actually.
Oh, okay.
And I try to get there once a year if I can. You know, just great people. It's just like hanging with friends. I mean, you know, it's a cozy place and it's like sitting in your living room and playing some music, you know.
I'm sure you had great conversations with the audience during breaks and everything else, because they really revere their music and their artists. And I could just tell without having met you, you're pretty laid back about that kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely. Heck, I do it during the show. We cut up during the show, and it's everybody's included, you know, and we usually get some characters up there, which I enjoy picking on a little bit, you know, but we have a great time. But I try to do that anywhere, whether it's a huge show with thousands or, you know, just 50 in a listening room.
Right. Your music is available on Spotify?
Yeah, and everything's on my website, too.
I was going to say, what is the website, RB?
Oh, just rbstone.com.
There you go.
We just updated it. There's a lot of information there. Got a YouTube channel with a ton of different videos and some I wish weren't on there. I probably need to take down. But you know, people catch you right at the wrong time sometimes, and you know, but that's all right. Keeps you humble.
I'm glad nobody was taking any film of me in the 80s. Jig would be up, that's for sure.
Yeah. Peter, where's the station?
Station's in Grayling, not too far from Skyline Event Center. We've done a lot of things with them over the years and got a lot of listeners in that Mile-Luzerne area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Fairview Market is a huge supporter of Skyline Event Center, and we've been partnering with them to help promote what they're doing at the store and at Skyline for close to a decade. So we appreciate...
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, Dan. Dan's great.
Dan is great. He believes in the power of live performance, and so we highly encourage our listeners to snatch up the rest of the tickets, because as you pointed out, RB, it's a small room. When they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah, that's right. I think they can get 70-plus in there, if I'm not mistaken, but it's tight. Love to meet some new folks. If you haven't been to one of the shows, and we just have a good time. That's part of the deal. It has to be fun.
Yeah. Go to Skyline Event Center on Facebook to get your tickets for RB Stone. RB, safe travels. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thanks for having me. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Thanks to JC for the great recorded interview with RB Stone. Get over to Skyline. I've got a couple more messages to close out Northern Focus that's brought to us by Kirtland Community College right here in Grayling. Then we're going to kick off a rock and roll joyride at Q100. Michigan. Thanks for joining me, Joe Mama. My pleasure to stand in for JC from the Friday Free For All.
Let's go Squanta this April and May at 2nd and Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel. Embark on the hunt every Saturday from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the chance to win cash and 1,000 bonus